Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Good morning and welcome. Fourth and final hour of our get-together as we enjoy the 9 o'clock stretch it out. All right, I must maintain consciousness since
keep that blood flow
on the radio.
Going to your head there, Bob.
Yeah,
stay awake, conscious. Yes,
it is 9:06 time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's Monday. We're trying to make it great. Second attempt on the President's Life. Busted this guy ahead of time, hanging out near the golf course. Hiding in the bushes with an AK-47. Gee, what could go wrong? Hey, remember? Wasn't it always Trump's rhetoric that would lead to some kind of violence?
That's what we heard.
Huh.
The left kept telling us that. Nancy kept saying that. Yeah.
Reverend Dr. Jackie Lewis said on MSNBC's broadcast of the Saturday show that former President Donald Trump is exactly like Nazi leader Adolf Hitler. Wow. Okay. What kind of rhetoric is that? So let's not pretend that Donald Trump isn't exactly like Mussolini, exactly like Hitler. He is that guy. I want to say something to the American people. I live in a neighborhood. You and I both have white partners. I live in a nice mixed neighborhood with all kinds of people, including Republican people, who are nice people, who shovel your grass, who care about your neighborhood, care about your world, right? You nice people don't want this guy just because your economy worked better for 5 minutes under his regime. You nice Christians, you kind, loving Jewish people, we're not these people. We're not these people. And he says, and we're not going to get what we want if we elect this fascist authoritarian weasel.
Wow.
Fascist authoritarian weasel. That said was just like Mussolini and exactly like Hitler. And then they're shocked when somebody wants to shoot him.
Yeah.
Where's the level of responsibility there?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is over the top.
Because when I kind of think back, I really kind of see a higher ratio of Republicans being shot at. You know, think about the baseball practice and Trump potentially twice. And
keep telling people that this, how bad this guy's going to be, he's going to be a dictator, he's going to be this, he's going to be that, you're going to get some folks that aren't, that are a couple of fries short of a Happy Meal.
Good point. They're not very happy.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Switching gears. Upcoming Netflix docuseries from Bill Gates is pushing many of the billionaire's pet causes, including climate doomsaying. With Bill Gates lecturing viewers at one point that we have to give up hydrocarbons almost entirely.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
Never mind, and I know what you're thinking,
yeah.
Greg.
Yeah.
Never mind that Bill Gates' carbon footprint is many times the size of the average Americans, and that Netflix itself has maintained its own private jet. Netflix.
Really?
Yes.
Aren't they listening to Bill? Wait, he's got his too.
So. Look, the really important people, the rules don't apply to them. It's for the little people.
So since they're the saviors of the planet,
right,
and have to run around telling us how bad all these things are, they can get by with breaking the rules that they're trying to inflict on us.
Correct.
Okay, so make sure I had it straight. Okay.
Right. What's next? The future with Bill Gates. This is a docuseries, which is set to begin streaming in 2 days.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It also addresses a host of other causes near and dear to the billionaire's heart. Misinformation.
Oh, wow.
Misinformation.
While he's spewing this kind of stuff.
Otherwise known as free speech. We can relabel it and we can squash it. And that's exactly what they want to do. Concerns about artificial intelligence technology and income inequality. Income inequality. He could fix income inequality. He could pretty much spread out, right, his net worth amongst all his employees. Wouldn't that be income equality? Yeah. Oh, they're just a few of the subjects that'll be addressed over the course of 5 episodes. You really want someone like Bill Gates preaching at you and preaching about things that he doesn't follow himself. It's for you people, you little people. Anthony Fauci even makes an appearance to talk about infectious diseases, as do progressive celebrities Bono and Lady Gaga. The docuseries devotes significant time to the subject of climate change, with Gates saying we have to give up hydrocarbons almost entirely. Gates has been called out numerous times for flying around the world on his multiple private aircraft. Yet he has denied accusations of climate hypocrisy, telling the BBC last year that he's not part of the problem. How can you?
Wow.
How can you not be part of the problem?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
He says, I buy the gold standard of funding climate works to do direct air capture that far exceeds my family's carbon footprint. And I spend billions of dollars on climate innovation.
So if you're making up for it elsewhere, it's okay if you pollute a little bit because you're saving everybody else from doing it so that you can do it just a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, man, I'm going to go out and I'm going to get my carbon footprint going because you know, my friends at Southern Brothers Landscaping put in a few more trees for me.
Oh, well, listen.
Isn't that fighting climate change?
In that case, you should be able to actually do what he's doing and just do what you want with anything else, no matter what it does to the planet, because you're doing your part.
If anyone wants to lend me a Gulfstream G550.
You'll plant another tree or two, I'll bet.
Even if you loan it to me, you would also have to fuel it and pilot it because I couldn't afford either one.
No, but you'd be happy to go along for a ride.
No, make no mistake about it.
Mm-hmm.
If I was a billionaire, I would live like a billionaire.
Absolutely.
And I would carbon footprint my way around the globe as much as I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't tell other people how to live their lives.
There's that detail.
Yeah. The EV gravy train. It wouldn't go
internal combustion. Yeah.
Or steam power, whatever.
Or steam, yeah.
But
that'd be good.
Nope. So you've got this Faraday Future, you know, electric car. So the CEO and founder raises and bonuses and all that stuff because the company must be doing very well, right? Well, I mean, if you consider 13 actual delivered cars in about a decade, success, 13 cars. Yeah. TechCrunch reports that Faraday Future has decided to reward its top executives with substantial pay raises and bonuses, even as the company faces severe financial challenges and has managed to deliver only 13 cars in its decade-long history.
Wait. You've sold 13 cars in 10 years,
yes,
and you're in financial trouble, and you're getting bonuses?
Well, think about it. If these guys, if they could, on the little bit of pay they're making now, can sell 13 cars. Think if you double their pay, they're going to have 26 cars on the road before you know it.
Woof. Saving the planet.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
This was the decision revealed in a regulatory filing on Wednesday, raised eyebrows given the company's recent layoffs and furloughs affecting the majority of its workforce. According to the filing, CEO Matthias Eit will see his salary jump from $400,000 to $700,000, along with a one-time recognition bonus of $500,000.
Recognition of 13 cars in 10 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
An annual discretionary target bonus of $700,000 and two annual stock grants worth over $4
million. Whoa!
Wow! Wow!
For some mediocre work there, that's pretty good.
Hey, you didn't sell cars for a very long time, but I have a feeling you may have actually sold more than 13.
Oh my good, they could do that. You better sell that in a month or you're not going to have a job.
Exactly.
It's a good-looking car, by the way. I will give him credit for that. It is pretty sharp-looking.
And then the founder, Jia Yuting, getting a salary increase from $450,000 to $680,000, $500,000 recognition bonus, et cetera. Wow. Okay. While they have financial problems.
Yeah. Amazing. Where do you get a gig like that?
That's what I'm saying.
Follow the money in all this EV wokey stuff.
Yeah, especially if the government is... splurging.
Uh-huh.
9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And don't forget, you can get the Bob Rose Show podcast and never miss a minute. And all you have to do is get it from the Odyssey app or wherever you normally get your podcasts and just click on subscribe. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
.920 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Taking a look at the tropics thanks to Radiant Credit Union. Potential tropical cyclone 8. This is off the coast of South Carolina, and it is heading northwest at about 3 miles an hour with sustained winds of 50 miles an hour. No threat at all to us here in Florida, but if you're going to be traveling up the coast or you know people live near the coast of North Carolina, South Carolina, you might want to let them know that there is some potential for this thing to grow in strength and make landfall. Now, Gordon, on the other hand, Tropical Depression Gordon, they estimate that this thing's just going to spin round and round a little bit and then kind of go off to the north and eventually to the east, not even coming anywhere near the mainland U.S. at all. In fact, no real land masses at all, looks like. So that's good.
That's good news.
So we got good news. And thanks to our friends at Radiant Credit Union for helping us to get the word out. And we'll continue to keep an eye on the tropics because even though I think what's usually the toughest part of hurricane season is behind us, it's not completely behind us. So we'll remain vigilant.
Yes.
Hey, locally, GPD, they've got a new chief. Same as the old chief. Well, same as the interim chief.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. And I'm hearing good things about him.
Yep.
And so that's a good thing. His name is Nelson Moya. And he assumes a new position effective today.
He was at our Valor event here a while back when we were honoring our first responders. And, of course, GPD had a few folks who were up for Valor Awards, so the chief was there to help honor them.
He has more than 30 years' experience in law enforcement. 19 years, he was an officer of the city of Palm Bay, Florida, rising through the ranks, taking the helm of Palm Bay Police Department in 2019. Then he moved to Suffolk County, Long Island, 2022, overseeing the justice intervention initiatives there. And since arriving at GPD, Moya has guided law enforcement strategies aimed at making Gainesville a safer community for all the neighbors, for the whole community. And yeah, he was the interim chief, and now it's official.
And it's a big deal when the guys and gals in blue on the street like you, and they seem to be liking him so far.
It's good for morale.
Absolutely.
When the leader is liked and respected.
We were hoping he was going to actually get it. You know, they do those whole nationwide search kind of things, but I think they had about 45 people apply, but I'm glad he ended up
really?
Getting it. Yeah.
Wow. Senior Trump advisors asked campaign staff to remain vigilant after second assassination attempt. Unbelievable, isn't it? Wow. Trump is safe, though, following what the FBI said was an apparent second assassination attempt against the former president. It occurred while he was golfing at Trump International Golf Course. You probably know most of the rest of the story. We'll continue to find out more about this would-be assassin. Ryan Wesley Ruth, 58, lived for a couple of decades in North Carolina, also apparently has a residence or a place to live in Hawaii. Yeah, and 58 years old, and apparently there was a time when he actually supported Trump. Then he supported other Republicans running against him, and then he switched over to being a Biden supporter, and when he dropped out, a Kamala supporter. We'll find out more, but he apparently had an SKS AK-47, had a GoPro to record whatever it was that he was going to attempt to do. And apparently he's not speaking to the authorities.
Oh, now he wants to be uncooperative. He just ran his mouth big time when he was on
social
video
media.
Video in Ukraine. He had all kinds of things to say.
Yeah. Republican vice presidential nominee Senator J.D. Vance said former President Donald Trump is in good spirits after, you know, that attempt was made again. And this was early on. This came out, you know, right after the initial reports were completely public. And J.D. Vance said, look, there's still much we don't know, but I'll be hugging my kids extra tight tonight and saying a prayer of gratitude. And speaking of prayer, Reverend Franklin Graham on Sunday asked people to intercede through prayer for former President Donald Trump following the apparent second assassination attempt. It's evening here in Rome where I am, but the news is reporting that shots were fired in the president's vicinity in Florida. There aren't many details available yet, but as they try to determine what exactly happened, this is a strong reminder that we need to pray for this man. And he had posted that on social media, and they reacted to his post, with many telling Graham that they were already on it, praying without ceasing. One person wrote, while another individual says, I pray, Lord, for Donald Trump's safety. Amen. So, yeah, it is a different kind of time we appear to be living in. And the divisiveness is incredible. And these recent attempts. And we still really don't have much information on that Crooks guy that somehow was able to have access to a roof within a very short distance of the president and get off, was it 7 or 8 rounds?
Yeah.
Before he was taken out. And, yeah, apparently he had 3 different encrypted accounts, if you will, in, you know, that's related to some foreign entities.
And how much have we heard about those since then?
I haven't heard anything. And, and I talked to our, you know, Nanette Hold, our connection from Epic Times. And now she's got folks working on it, but
nothing.
They're not getting anything.
No.
And she, the same way, questioned, wow, that the body was cremated rather quickly. Couldn't stand on the roof with a sniper, but they got up there pretty quickly with a hose the next day and had somebody up there hosing it down.
Well, you thought that had been very slippery on such a slippery slope.
So they initially claimed. Yeah, a lot of things not adding up.
Nah.
But we'll remain vigilant. We'll stay on top of it, doing what we do. We're about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. Hang in there. We're trying to make this Monday great. It is 9:28. And you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Happy, happy Monday. We're making it great. Attempting to, anyway.
Yeah.
It is 9:35. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. The top story is not a good one. Another attempt on Trump. I mean, it's good from the perspective of they stopped the guy, they caught the guy. But the fact that there was another attempt is bothersome, to say the least. We'll get we'll dig into that a little bit. Well, you know who's digging into it further? Governor DeSantis.
Oh, yeah.
I like that. This because this happened at the Trump's golf course in South Florida. And, you know, they caught the guy, 58 years old, Ryan Wesley Ruth. And he was hiding out on the golf course with an AK-47.
Well, no.
GoPro, so he could, I guess, film what could have been an extremely tragic event. And a
couple of plates to throw on if anybody was shooting back at him, apparently. So he was prepared for that.
Yeah. And but his son said, hey, he's not a violent guy.
Doesn't even have a gun.
Come on.
Doesn't have a gun.
Not violent.
Really?
He does have a criminal history. I don't know what it is, but he does have some sort of criminal history.
Hmm.
He went to Ukraine.
Yeah.
He was hanging out.
Yeah.
He was a supporter of Trump's at one time. But as of late, he was big into the Kamala Harris ticket.
See, it shows he's crazy.
There's that. Gators lose to Texas A&M. Is the coach on the hot seat?
Ooh.
Yeah, I'd say he's been on the hot seat. And
flame's turning up.
It's very warm right now.
Yeah.
I would say it would be in his best interest to wear flame retardant under drawers. I would definitely do that. Look, I hate the idea of people getting fired per se in general as a general thought. Mm-hmm. It's not fun. But let's also be honest. We'll never be as wealthy on our jobs as he will be after being fired.
No.
So there's that.
Yeah, don't pity the people at that level. If you're a normal person like me and Bob, relatively speaking, financially, when somebody like that gets blown out, don't cry for me, Argentina, okay? Because they're going to be well off if they never worked another day in their life. So.
Ego doesn't put food on the table, but money does.
And they've got a lot of it still coming years after they're gone.
Yep. The Bucks beat the Lions, and I was torn because I grew up in Detroit.
That's tough.
But if I'm being honest, they never had a good team when I was growing up there. They just didn't.
They were
perennial 8-8 or whatever.
Let me put you on the spot then. So as a kid, the team sucks, but they're your team. So how'd you handle that?
Well,
was it still go team? Yay, rah.
Well, you would root for them.
Yes.
But
you didn't have too high hopes.
No, you had to find another team to glom onto.
Okay.
And during my era, we had the Dolphins
at
72, the perfect season.
Sure.
And then you also had, the Steel Curtain and the Steelers, the Pittsburgh Steelers. So, there were a couple of good teams that I could still kind of root for.
Isn't that funny about the Dolphins, though? Because, seriously, I mean, I'm in what year?
So 72.
I remember being in, fifth, sixth grade, whatever it was. And even though you had other teams, I remember a kid at school wearing a Dolphins jacket.
Yeah.
I mean, they were huge in that era, whether you were lived here or not.
Well, so. They had that undefeated season that year. That's the thing that still has not been beaten yet. But the Dolphins have been beaten 31-10. They lost to the Bills and, without Tua. And it just was not looking good for them. The Jags lost another close one, this time to Cleveland, 18-13. And then, of course, did I mention our Gators? Yes, I think I did. It's hard.
Yeah.
But the good news is, we've won more games than FSU. We've won more.
Hey, this is like when you were a kid. You reach for what you can. You find that nugget of good.
What did you say? So, the Florida State matchup will be like a beauty pageant at Walmart?
Yeah, somebody wins, but it's not going to be pretty either way.
I thought they were all going to play in their pajamas.
Whoa! That's probably true, too. Well, see, that would be an area.
Because that's a Walmart.
That's true. You would have that category.
And it appears both teams take turns like kind of napping on the job. So, what?
Well, it is what it is.
I tell it like it is. What else? Oh, yeah. Another very intelligent Democrat.
What?
Yeah.
Are you making stuff up again, Bob?
I'm being sardonic, sarcastic.
Facetious.
Yeah, facetious. Yeah, okay. I'm being all those things.
All those.
We're talking about Hakeem Jeffries, so you know it's probably not going to be anything praiseworthy.
Do you even need to tell the story? Then probably something really stupid.
Well, this was after the second Trump assassination attempt. After it.
Okay.
And certainly he had heard at least some of the news, maybe not the fully developed story, but very much at least some of the news, right?
Yeah.
And, man, he said, look, we've got to stop extreme MAGA Republicans. We got to stop them.
Wait, he's saying this hours after somebody is potentially going to try to shoot him again?
Yes.
What a genius.
Yeah, we got to stop him. Extreme MAGA.
Wow.
Jeez. And, you know, the news came out. President Trump is safe following gunshots in his vicinity. Trump campaign communications director Stephen Chung said in a statement, no further details at the time. And you've got that going on. And right after that. Wow. You've got Hakeem Jeffries. I mean, that's there you go. You got a class act there.
And do we see, again, more of what the problem is? It's just the way that they are attacking him personally.
Well, the language and how they're comparing him to, Hitler,
Mussolini. Pick one, you know?
Yeah. And then they wonder. But remember, it's his rhetoric that was, always out of line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. What was the Democrat? It's Scalise that got shot. Yeah. It wasn't a Democrat.
Exactly. Hey, Bill Gates telling you how to live again. He thinks that we really basically need to give up hydrocarbons almost entirely. This is part of a new docuseries that's going to be out on Netflix. Netflix, by the way, they have their own private corporate jet. Bill Gates has a couple of them. But he will not admit that he is hypocritical because he said, I buy the gold standard of funding ClimaWorks to do direct air capture that far exceeds my family's carbon footprint, and I spent billions of dollars on climate innovation. Okay. So it's okay because he's doing his share.
Right. So if you do enough good, it makes up for whatever bad you're doing, apparently, is how that works. It's kind of a net win.
Isn't that sort of how, the mob used to work?
Well, yeah.
They come into the area. They maybe fix up a little church, a school, put up a little money here. Help out this guy and his family. And then all of a sudden, they're in there.
Don't worry about the numbers and the prostituting and the horses and the small
business. And
the drugs
and a couple of murders over here.
Yeah, but we did some good.
Yeah.
Yeah. We cleaned up the neighborhood. It's not a safe place to live.
Yeah, I just, the whole thing, live how you want to live, but don't tell other people how to live. Not in America.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess he doesn't really fully grasp the idea of freedom. Yeah. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and Peasant with a Pitchfork. You're on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Bob. That is the attempt on Trump's life again. That guy, I saw the video where that guy was over there in Ukraine, trying to join the forces over there to fight Russia, and he is a little crazy. He looks a little wacky. But maybe the rat weasel said, yeah, you're too old or too crazy. We don't want you over here. Or maybe you can go back and take Trump out for us. And maybe he was so gung-ho about fighting Russia and helping out the rat weasel. You never know. And I think I don't know about the feds taking that case over. We saw what they did with the guy up there in Pennsylvania, that Crooks guy. Like you said, we haven't heard anything about that. So maybe I think the locals down there should have kept that one. Maybe they would do a better job.
Well, we do know that Governor DeSantis is going to have an independent investigation undertaken. So, again, maybe that will help. Yeah, it's got to be better than the Crooks thing. What about, this encryption thing and, three different foreign entities of some sort? Do we ever get to the bottom of that? They had his phone. I know I'm pretty sure I remember a report they finally got into it. They were able to get into the phone. And then all of a sudden, we didn't get any more information. They hosed off the roof, cremated the body, and nothing to see here. Yeah, I mean, no, it's called destruction of evidence. Let's go to Bob. You're on the air.
So, 2 points. One is Bill Gates, any of that good stuff he's doing, probably with companies he already owns. So, he's investing in his own company, trying to get other people in. As for the alleged assassination attempt, probably a rogue element, not really government-sponsored because he's still alive.
Wow.
They would have taken him out.
Yeah, yeah, because dead men can't tell any tales.
No, not so much.
Huh. All right, let's might as well take another one. The Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skyline. And good morning, Mark. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, guys. Listen to your show every morning. Love what you guys put out there, but don't take this in the wrong way. But how can we trust DeSantis to do an investigation when he was running against Trump and put all the smack on Trump? Doesn't make sense to me. You guys have a good day. Bye-bye.
Well, I think that you can have a political adversary, and, you know, in a primary, you're gonna go at it. But
they all do.
But in terms of, I mean, come on, their policies were going to be very, very similar. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason, one of the reasons why DeSantis was popular, because he was basically mimicking Trump. And some people thought that, you know, that Trump, for whatever reason, couldn't get there.
Right.
But then when they realized he could, mm-hmm. DeSantis took you know, a back seat.
Sure.
And, yeah, he was probably sore about it. Him and Trump had some unpleasant-type exchanges and what have you, but
they're on the same page now.
Exactly.
They're
playing
all nice.
And that's the thing. They're able to work through it because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, they're looking out for the American people, which is mm-hmm. how it's supposed to be.
Right.
And clearly, you know, other Republicans, rhino-ish ones and ones that hate Trump, they're not looking out for the people. If they would willingly put a Marxist into office just because they don't like Trump, you can't. There's no way that you can defend that. Not in my book.
Mm-mm.
Coming up, things that make you smile. We're looking for upbeat, positive, non-political thoughts. You can do it. Call in now with things that make you smile, upbeat, positive thoughts. It's brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. So call now, 877-975-9825. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 9:51, and it is time for things that make you smile. Upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us or we share with you. Either way, it's all good. Call now, 877-975-9825. And things that make you smile is brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. So go ahead and call in now, and we will get you on the air. One of the things that's making me smile is I get updated pictures of my little grandson, and he was in a little gator outfit.
Cute.
And he looked so cute, and it was before mm-hmm. the game.
Oh, so he was happy. He was happy.
Yes, he was happy. Yes.
See, what this really means is if Bob gets updated pictures of the grandchild, then Greg gets to see updated pictures of the grandchild or anybody else who is in the vicinity of a new grandparent, because that's how that works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we both have something to look forward to, right?
Yes.
Hey, call in now, please. 877-975-9825. And good morning, Dennis. What's making you smile?
Good morning, Bob. Great to hear your show in the morning. Hey, I'll tell you what makes me smile is my daughter just moved from Alaska over to North Carolina, so I can go and see you now, just a little short drive, 7 hours, and I can see you. And also, listening to your show, because I've been listening to your show since Romney ran. That's a long time, buddy.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Wow.
7 hour drive versus one to Alaska. That's a big, that'd make you smile. 7 hours looks great compared to Alaska.
Oh, yeah. Otherwise, I mean, it is, you know, that's it. That's a trip.
Oof.
That's your trip for the year.
Oh, yeah.
Right there.
Yes. All your vacation days, all your time and miles all wrapped in.
Versus North Carolina, you know, you do a little extended weekend, and you mm-hmm. do that several times, hopefully.
Yeah.
Oh, that is great. And thanks for your support, and thanks for listening, Dennis.
Appreciate that.
Appreciate it very much.
I went to the theater over the weekend.
As did I.
Not the theater. But I went to the movie theater, and yes, so did Bob. We both saw Reagan over the weekend, coincidentally.
Yes, and I thought it was extremely well done. I thought Dennis Quaid knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and you look at the lineup. I mean, the people that were in it, everybody from Scott Stapp of Creed to Pat Boone. I mean, John Voight, of course, good, you know.
But I didn't see Angelina in there anywhere, but I saw her dad, John Voight.
I don't know that they... I don't know that they have a lot in common to talk about sometimes. And he's actually said, because, you know, he's getting up in years, that, you know, he's going to really push his beliefs because he doesn't know how much time he's got left and he's going to keep at it. So give the guy credit. But a lot of great actors in this.
He played an old Soviet spy.
Yeah.
And so you get a really interesting look at the Reagan years through those eyes. And I don't want to spoil anything. I mean, you know, from a historical standpoint, what's going on. But so they sort of changed the dynamic a little bit, and it made it even more interesting. So, yeah. Look, I was a fan of Reagan's before I saw the movie, but I got to tell you, the movie will draw some emotions out of you, I think. Let's go to Scott. What's making you smile?
Good morning, Bob and Greg. I want to add to Greg's schmooze tour with his hot wife, Jen. My son goes to a school called Capstone Academy here in Ocala, and they're having a gala on the September 28th that we're working on to raise money to start a new high school for these young kids.
Nice.
And I'd like to put the offer out there. If Greg and his hot wife, Jen, want to come, I'd be happy to pay for them.
Fantastic. Well, send us the information.
Yeah.
And we'll go from there.
Yeah.
Because we got to go from here.
Yes, we do.
Right now. Coming up next, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR.
He brings the brutal truth.
They're trying to put the man in prison.
Mark Levin.
34 farcical felonies, and they talk about old retribution. They're the ones using the law against us.
6 o'clock on 97.3 The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Vice President Kamala Harris's Rapid Response social media account, with more than 1.3 million followers, has been caught. You're going to be shocked. Being deceptive about former President Donald Trump's campaign on numerous occasions.
No.
And guess who helped to point it out? Believe it or not, CNN analyzed several posts made by them and shared examples where they were false or misleading video editing and captioning, misrepresenting statements made by Trump and his allies. Wow. Kamala getting busted by CNN? That sure is a smoking gun. The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your whole family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.